One way to maintain harmony is to tell people what we think they want to hear. The problem with that is that what they want to hear isn't always the truth. What they want to hear isn't always the best thing for them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And that desire to tell people what they want to hear is something that leads to what I call groupthink. People get together in their little mutual admiration huddle, feel all warm and fuzzy about themselves, and end up heading off in the wrong direction. There was a time when a couple of kings, Ahab and Jehoshaphat, had to decide whether or not to go to battle against the Aramites. But Jehoshaphat thought it best first to seek God's advice. The way they did that back then was to ask the prophets. There were about 400 of them, and they all said, yeah, go to battle. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. But Jehoshaphat said, doesn't the Lord have another prophet here? Let's ask him the same question. King Ahab answered, yes, there is another prophet. His name is Micaiah, son of Imlah. But I hate him because he will not say anything good about me when he speaks for the Lord. He always says things that I don't like. Jehoshaphat said, the king should not say that. Jehoshaphat was right. Had Ahab listened to Micaiah that day, he wouldn't have died in battle. A friend of mine, Peter Sewell, puts it this way. Unfortunately, groups that cultivate conformity lose their effectiveness. Decision-making suffers because the group's social behaviour hinders the proper evaluation of ideas. Call it groupthink, call it conformity bias, the failure to listen to and take on board dissenting opinions can lead us into serious trouble. Have the courage to listen to the people who'll tell you the things that you don't want to hear. That's God's Word Fresh for you today. Maybe you're facing some important decision right now. Perhaps you're wondering which way to jump. Well, here's some good news. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.